and welcome to the Catholic News Update for Tuesday, the 13th of December. Celebrating the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe and confirming he will travel to Mexico and Cuba in the spring, Pope Benedict XVI called on the people of Latin America to hold firm to their faith. During his homily at a Mass yesterday in St. Peter's Basilica, the Pope prayed that God would guide the decisions of the Latin American people so they could progress in building a society based on the development of good, the triumph of love, and the expansion of justice. Pope Benedict added that he intends to make an apostolic trip to Mexico and Cuba before Easter to proclaim the word of Christ and to strengthen the conviction that this is a precious time to evangelize with a steady faith, a lively hope, and an ardent charity. Various Spanish-language news outlets have reported the trip will take place between the 23rd and 29th of March next year. In addition to marking the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, the Pope's Mass marked the bicentennials of many Latin American countries, which gained their independence from Spain between 1810 and 1825. The Pope said he could not let the anniversaries pass without demonstrating the joy of the Church for the many gifts which God, in his infinite goodness, has bestowed on these beloved nations throughout these years. The bicentennial celebrations should not only recall historical, social, and political events, he said, they should also include recognition of the Christian faith of the vast majority of the region's people and how that faith contributed to the development of society. The Mass was celebrated in Spanish, Portuguese, and Latin with several musical pieces, including the Kyrie and Gloria, drawn from the 1964 Missa Criolla. The Pope said, "Our Lady of Guadalupe always leads us to her divine Son, who is revealed as the foundation of the dignity of every human being." The Pope entrusted to Our Lady of Guadalupe his intentions and the destiny of the peoples of Latin America and the Caribbean as they seek a better future. Burma's Nobel Peace Prize-winning opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi told a meeting of 15 Catholic bishops, 2 priests and 4 Protestant ministers last week that securing peace in the country was the first step towards lasting democratic reform. In the meeting at the Catholic Bishops' Conference compound in Yangon, Ms. Suu Kyi said that interfaith cooperation was crucial to securing equal rights for all. Saturday's meeting followed the visit by Papal Envoy Cardinal Renato Martino on the 8th and 9th of December to mark the 100th centenary of St. Mary's Cathedral in Yangon. Attacks and discrimination against religious minorities are increasing in Iraq, according to a new report released to the Fides news agency. EWTN's Joan Lewis has more from Rome.
According to a Fides news agency report from Iraq, while the overall rate of violence decreases, the attacks, intimidation, and discrimination against religious minorities, including Christians, increases. The NGO, or non-governmental organization, Minority Rights Group International, that monitors the ethnic, cultural, and religious minorities in the world, says that for this reason, a specific anti-discrimination law is urgently needed in Iraq. Despite progress vis-à-vis internal stability, minorities feel excluded from public life in the new Iraq, said the report sent to Fides, a news agency of the Congregation for Evangelization. The report confirms the phenomenon of emigration, which is decimating minority communities to the point that many are likely to disappear altogether. It also underscores that in a general climate of discrimination and marginalization, minorities in Iraq have difficulties in accessing employment, education, and health care. Although violence in 2011 is slightly lower than in 2010, said the text, there have been several attacks on churches, an attack against a Turkmen political party, and repeated kidnappings and murders of members of religious minorities. In addition to the 3 majority groups of Shiite and Sunni Muslims and Kurds, communities of Armenians, Chaldeans, Assyriacs, and others live in Iraq. There's also small groups of Turkmen, Yazidis, Jews, and Palestinians. All these minorities represent less than 5% of Iraq's population, but according to the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, they constitute 20% of the refugees. Reporting from Rome, Joan Lewis, EWTN.
And that's today's Catholic News. Thanks for listening. Speak to you again tomorrow. God bless.